Why don't you fucking shut up?
Why don't you just fucking get
a dick? Why don't you lick a Denon?
What's a Denon?
It's a future dick.
Shit!
Oh. Give me a time machine.
I wrote it in a book I wrote about dicks. Hey guys, welcome back to We Watch Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
And this is a Stranger Things 3 review.
ST3!
We're just gonna do a little bit of spoilers at the end of it. Not a whole lot of spoilers we wanna get into, but a couple things we gotta mention that are gonna come at the end of the video. So if you haven't seen it yet, feel the grace of God. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be okay, and your nut sacks. You know what? I thought Stranger Things season 2 was not that great.
It wasn't bad. I did like a lot of, you know, they had the Ghostbusters theme, they had some other cool stuff, a lot of throwbacks. But as far as the story goes, it wasn't as good, I think, as it could have been. This one takes the taco, pal.
Yeah, man.
It fucking does great.
It's the best season.
Yeah. ST3.
Of all of them.
Yes.
You think so? Are you agree?
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
I have to go back. I have to go back and watch. I have to go back and watch the first season.
I need your base stance.
But how about you just shut the fuck up? So, Stranger Things 3, I liked a lot of things about this. The thing about I like the most is that
I'm gay.
Like, you know, loving dicks. Hopper. I love the fact that they focused a lot on Hopper and him dealing with Eleven and that blooming relationship as father and daughter. And he played it perfectly. He had the big mustache and he's all fucking like, his shit's all grown out. He's got a big beer belly. He's like, goddamn, son of a bitch, 3 inches. He's the perfect archetype of a mid-80s dad.
In season 2, they try to do the same thing with Hopper and Eleven, but they focus so much on him keeping her caged in that room that was almost just depressing and it didn't really work. Because that was the problem with season 2, is they went through this whole weird thing with Eleven, where she went on these, she met those kids, and they did that whole fucking, like Warriors thing.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I don't give a shit, man. Take me back to Hawkins. But in this one, you're right, man. I really did enjoy that. I liked how just downtrodden he was. Because, as you know, I have two little girls, and one of my biggest fears in life is when they grow up to be teenagers. One of them's 9 and she's already starting to back talk me and shit like that, and he's just he cares about it so much that it actually depresses him. Like when she's constantly just making out with Mike,
and
they're always constantly kissing, which is weird because we saw them as kids. Like when they start making out together and dating, it's all so strange. And the whole way he's dealing with that, I like it, that because he's gained weight. He's sitting in the fucking chair just eating salsa and chips, and he's got it bad for Winona Ryder.
I've never in my life had children ever, but I mean, I feel like I would be the same way if my daughter was 12 years old and was making out with boys. I'd just be laying on my lazy boy, be like, son of a fucking bitch. When's Miami Vice come on? It's like, dang! I hate that guy. And then you would like say it internally because it's like, it's all that fucking Mike's fault. And it's all his fault. He's a corrupting influence on my daughter.
They did, and Mike was a little bitch about her. He was a little dick. Like sometimes I want to like be like, listen here, you little fuck.
Well, he does.
Fuck.
But Hopper finally is like, if you ever disrespect me again, motherfucker, I would break your goddamn fingers.
But Hopper's great because, and you're right, dude, I think he's the best part of this entire season because he had that whole Miami Vice outfit. You felt like you were playing Grand Theft Auto when you got to change your clothes for the first time.
I mentioned my dad. It really did feel like my dad when I would go outside to try to help my dad like work on a car or something, and he would like have his foot up on the fender and be like, son, give me a 6-inch or whatever. I'm like, here, dad. And he'd be like, that's, just go back in and help your mother with the fucking hors d'oeuvres. I'm like, hey, okay. Like, he looked like, every time I saw my dad or just when I saw him, I'm reminded of Loverboy. Not a man, a machine, I'm just something in between. Oh, oh.
But yeah, no, I liked him a lot too. I thought it was great, and I loved. And you know what they did that was really good with this is they showed the kid, and dude, everybody looks so grown up this season.
They are.
They all look so grown up, and it's weird. And when you've watched them for 2 seasons, you feel a weird attachment to them, and that's really cool. And they go through some stuff. One of my favorite things was when Will goes through what he goes through, where he wants them all to stay friends forever and like hang out in the basement and play D&D and shit. Like we didn't.
I wish I had a friend that played D&D, but these cocksuckers thought it was nerdy.
Sorry,
but I never got to learn.
But like when you grow up and some of your friends or you start getting into girls and like that weird thing there, like because they start dating and they start getting into girls and it separates them in some way. And Will's like, fuck man, I just want to play this goddamn game.
It's kind of like in Mallrats. He's like, oh, I tried to help you fucking handle a comic book in sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to talk to girls.
And I felt so fucking bad, dude, for Dustin when he comes back, because he's coming back from like he had to go away to camp or whatever, and he comes back and they're all interested in this other shit. One of the only things I didn't like about this season was everybody was kind of separate the whole season.
I didn't like that either. either. I was almost wondering, I was like, is there a situation going on off screen that we're not aware of?
You know what it was? That's what I was going to say.
What the fuck is happening? Why isn't Dustin with the fucking group?
What I think, dude, where some of these kids are doing it and they're doing all these other movies and some of them are casting Ghostbusters. Yeah, I think they honestly, like, they had to film it that way. They had to take a group of people like, okay, these guys are scheduled to film for these days, so we got to create their stories together and create these stories together. But ultimately, even though I wanted to see them all come together, and eventually they do, the action and the cinematography and the 80s stuff, it was all so on point, and it was so much more in your face than it was in season 2. They actually take story points and use 80s nostalgia in movies to make story points happen, and it's really fucking cool. It gets on my nerves when other people do that. Like, one of the things that bothered me about Summer of 1984, even though people love that movie, I thought it was too much. I'm like, it's exactly the Stranger Things vibe.
Yeah.
You're going for that exact thing and the synth and stuff like that. When other people do it, it bothers me a little bit, but I think the Stranger Things are the ones that started it, so it doesn't bother me at all that they went fucking, they doubled down on the 80s stuff. It was one of my favorite things about the season.
I feel like if you do it wrong, then obviously it comes off as pandering to that generation past, yeah, or that nostalgic feel. But when you do it right and you're able to do it correctly and respectfully, I guess, then it works on all fronts. And I think they did that. Overall, the friendship and the growing up parts and leaving behind certain things and moving on into the future, and just it all felt like a John Hughes movie mixed in with some fucking James Cameron mixed in with some goddamn alien shit, and I felt good watching it.
Yeah.
Yippee-tie-yay! Yippee-tie-yay! What?
I actually like Joyce Byers a lot in this one. I thought Winona Ryder was great. I thought Hop was great. They're the new Jim and Pam for me in this, because they're kind of circling each other, and I was like, man, I hope they fucking get together. I love that whole idea. The whole July 4th aesthetic they had going on, the scenery, the mall, that whole scene, Steve working at the ice cream shop was really cool. Steve was
like, ahoy! Welcome to the banana boat.
He's I like Steve so much, and this is definitely his best season by far. But Carrie Ells as the crooked kind of mayor was fucking awesome. He looks weird. Did you see, like, he's had some shit done
Botox
to his face. Sometimes it feels like, oh, this is really scary thing happening. I don't know how we're going to get out of this situation. But constantly, Elle just shows up and is like, boom, 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 boom. And it gets you out of the situation. Sometimes I feel like they needed to rely on something other than 11 to get them out of these crazy-ass things that they get into. Sometimes that got on my nerves or whatever. And honestly, the last couple episodes was the first time in the season I started to get a little bit of the, all right, let's move on a little bit. It felt like a little bit of filler. I felt like it still could have been an entire episode shorter, or maybe made each episode 45 minutes longer. But at the same time, dude, I give this whole season a strong 9 out of 10. Like, I enjoyed the piss out of it.
I mean, for me, it's a 9.5. I love the fuck out of it. I thought it was a great movie, and again,
sure,
it was an 80s film for sure. I say 80s film, but I know it's an 80s TV show or a TV show, but
do you? Huh?
Yes, I do. God damn it. Let me talk, son of a bitch. I knew we should have left you at the fucking orphanage. But anyway, the thing is, I feel like they did a great job, and I feel like all the actors were back in their roles, and they did amazing with what they had. I can't wait for season 4, because there definitely will be one. Now, I will say about the 11 thing, about her always showing up and being the savior of the day, it does get annoying sometimes, because it almost feels like, well, that's the only thing that we're waiting for, is her to do some fucking Professor Xavier shit, and then end the day. But that leads us into spoilers, because now I think things change. So if you haven't seen Stranger Things Season 3, click the fuck off the video and have a great day.
But in a more pleasant way.
And touch your butt when you leave.
Lightly click off.
Main thing, Eleven loses her powers. They're gone. From what we can tell, they're gone, I don't know, forever or temporarily or what. That's going to open up a whole new realm of, like, what's going to go on in season 4 for me, because without Eleven being there, and this Gorga monster or whatever the fuck they call it, Mind Flayer, if it's still around, which it probably is, or at least essence of it, how are they going to deal with it?
Yeah, I think they purposefully, even though it got annoying in the show, I think they purposefully used Eleven as much as possible, because I don't think they're going to give her powers back for at least a while. So they overused that a little bit. The main spoilers, obviously, is that Hop dies at the end of the episode, at the end of the last episode. But,
or so we think.
So we think. If you watched it, and because my 3-year-old is fucking loud no matter what she's doing, we were watching this with subtitles on. So when she starts screaming about some shit, yogurt or whatever it may be, we'll still know what's going on.
Sherbert!
In the post-credit sequence of this, when it pops up, they go back to Russia to one of these big embankments or whatever it is, and they go down beneath, and there's these two Russian dudes walking, and they're talking in Russian. So if you didn't have the captions on, you wouldn't know they said this. But they come up to two doors, and they come up to the first door, the guy goes to open it, and the other soldier goes, "No, not the American. This one." And they go to the other one, they pull out this Russian dude, and a demi dog comes out, and it walks erect and eats the dude. But the important thing about that is...
Erect.
The guy said, "Not the American." So, in my mind, obviously, I think you have to assume that that's Hop in there. Because you never saw Hop's dead body, you never saw a hunk of fucking meat. By the way, those hunks of meat were nasty as fuck, dude.
Woo! There were some graphic moments in this.
It was good
in
CG.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think Hop died. I feel like he's... so important to the series. I feel like they're gonna bring him back in some way or another.
Did you cry though?
I got teary.
I cried.
I didn't cry.
When she read the letter, oh man.
Man, well, when he was actually, the moment that made me teary was when he was like standing there with the blue shit like in front of him while the thing's malfunctioning and looks at what's her name? Joyce, and he's like, "Go ahead," and he's kinda, you know, tearing up. Because he knows what he's leaving behind. He's leaving behind Joyce. Obviously, they were starting out, they were gonna have a relationship. Possibly after this whole thing blew over, but he was also leaving behind his daughter. Like, even though that's not his physical daughter, he pretty much adopted her.
Yeah.
It's his daughter. And, like, he know, like, all those emotions are, like, you know, flicking through his brain, and he's like, "Just do it, because, I mean, this is more important." Like, yeah, that, again, just shows you David Harbour's, like, range as an actor, like, to portray those emotions. That says a lot. When you can portray emotions with just your face and the way it looks and make people feel like that, again, it's amazing. Another spoiler is that the fucking Red Ranger from Power Rangers is the bad guy pretty much throughout the entire season. I like that dude. Yeah. Like, I think that dude is really kind of underrated as an actor. I think he can play a douchebag. And that's not like saying, like, he can play a douchebag, but I feel like he's got range. And, like, he's doing this is like, you know what, I'm not just, like, one thing that I've done. I can do other things. I think he was great.
Yeah. Billy was good, dude.
And he's dead. And I almost cried at that part.
Really?
Well, yeah, because... you know, the part where Eleven is laying and she's like, "I saw you on a beach and your mother," and like,
that part was sad.
Yeah, and I was like,
that got me too. That got me a little
fuck.
Sad as fuck that Joyce and everybody moves away at the end of the episode.
That was sad
though,
too.
Because you see, like, Will crying his ass off. And I always feel the worst for Will, like, no matter what's going on. Because, like, this guy didn't even get to experience, especially the things with the friendship. Because he didn't even get to experience their friendship for the first two seasons. Because he was always in the upside fucking down dealing with shit. He was always fucking possessed or some shit. So when his friends move on with Adam, I felt fucking terrible. When he starts tearing apart the tree, I got teary.
Yeah, that was
weird. I was like, fuck, man.
That's kind of like,
don't rip apart the Ghostbusters.
That's kind of like how we were. Like, we were kids, and be like, "Well, they don't want to come over and play video games anymore. Fuck them. I don't need them.
You don't want to watch the Crow.
Stupid."
We were watching it with my 9-year-old, and she looks over at me, and she goes, "He's doing all that because they wouldn't play a game with him." And I was like, "You don't understand what it's like to
grow so much."
One of the coolest things about this season, though, is that the fucking hard dive they take into 80s movies. I mean, they straight up do a fucking Terminator storyline.
Yeah, I love that.
That was so, the Terminator storyline was fucking dope as shit, man. That was so cool. Cary Elwes was fucking awesome in his role. And also, you guys are gonna love this, the fucking Halloween 2 stuff. The hospital that had the exact same hospital logo from Halloween 2. I had that going
Hawkins,
on there.
Memorial, yeah.
But not just that, but Gary Busey. Jake Busey, who actually I thought when they first showed him in the newsroom or whatever.
Hey, Nancy Drew.
I thought he was supposed to be a Trump joke.
Like, give me some biscuits.
He looks just like fucking Trump with the gold hair and shit like that. I thought it was supposed to be a Trump joke, but when they go to the hospital, they legit do a straight up original Halloween 2 spinoff. When he's chasing her down the hallways, the way the shots work where she's running from him and you could see the hallways behind him and the lights going off, that whole fucking episode was Halloween 2, and that's so fucking rad that they did that.
It was amazing.
Awesome.
I also loved when Steve and the girl that he worked with at the shop, Steve, they were high as fuck because the Russians inject them with truth serum and they go to see Back to the Future. I love that shit because when after they're done, you know, they're, it's cool because they show it on the, I mean, goddamn. And I was thinking to myself, like, it's cool as fuck to see that, but I was like, how cooler would it have been to be back in 1985 at that age and watching that on the big screen? How badass that would have been.
The Back to the Future
shit? Yeah, oh my shit.
That was
but, and then, but, the, you know, a little bit later on, they're outside of the movie theater, and they're drinking water, and they're trying to talk about the movie, and you can't do that when you're fucking high as hell, but they're trying. And he's like, is it just me? Or that girl was like, is it just me? Or did that kid's mom totally want to bang him?
I think she picked that up just because she was high.
I know. And then the guy was like, no, because they're like the same age.
Steve's friendship with
Dustin
was fucking
awesome. I love it. He's still friends with this guy, and he's like so into it. Maybe that's just because he's like stupid. Like, he's like Jesse Spano dumb, and like he just like wants to hang out.
I love
Not
it,
Jesse
though.
Spano, was it Full House?
You're talking about, I know who you're talking about.
Jesse. Uncle Jesse.
Full House.
Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
That's
like
what I
that.
Thought when you said it.
Yeah, not Jesse Spano. She was a stripper. But,
I'm so scared!
I had these uncles that were like that age, and they would hang out with us and stuff and show us like cool movies like rated R, like Night of the Living Dead and Back to the Future, or not Back to the Future, Evil Dead. Like they would hang out with us to play basketball. It reminded me of that dude. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a really fucking cool thing. It was kind of like nostalgic for me and personally. And then it was also just like a cool, like, emotional thing, because it's like, this guy is like, he's obviously cooler. Like, I mean, he's cool dude. He's got some fucking great Farrah Fawcett hair, and he doesn't have to hang out with this shit, but he does. By the way, that Russian guy that died, I felt bad for him. He was good, dude.
Yeah,
and I was gonna tell you, cause he was so happy, and he was at the fair, and he was like winning.
He's not rigged.
And he was like, good time, I won teddy bear. And then it's like, fucking shoot.
Yeah.
You know, the guy, like the commando guy, like shoots him, and he's like, oh, fuck. I was like, not him. I just got to know him.
Yeah.
And like, you know, and it's so sad. Like, I don't know why, but that guy's face, like, it just was so innocent.
He was so happy.
Yeah, and it was like, he's like,
this guy's a fucking child murderer.
And I love that bearded guy. They named Bald Eagle as far as his call sign. He was like, you don't have to be an American to have a good time. And he's like, well, don't have to be an American. Like, it was like, I don't know, man. Like, it was so cool. Like, I don't know.
We love your fucking faces. And if you're new to the channel, click that subscribe button to get some goddamn wham up on you.
Oh, God.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
Get him! Fucking bitch hoe. I hope your fucking goddamn toenail falls off in the shower
one day. Oh, man, I got sunburn. That kind of stung.
We watched a movie. Yeah. We watched a movie. We watched it. We watched a movie.